Last time, amongst other things, we mentioned some of the basic elements of our understanding or description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think what we left off with the Rambam's underscoring how indispensable it is to our understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to recognize that he's not physical and everything which is a function of physicality doesn't relate to him. His existence is totally and absolutely unique. And as part of as really a corollary to the first point of his being incorporeal is that there are no hipa'aluyos by HaKadosh Baruch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Pasuk Malachi says, Ani Hashem lo shanisi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in a, as it were, perfect state of being. So perfection doesn't need to adjust. Perfection doesn't need to change. Perfection is encompassing. It's very, very important in to juxtapose to any such discussion and any such limud that Ramban comments in Aseres HaDibros the Torah says Lo Yelecha Elohim Achem Al Panai. So what does the phrase Al Panai mean? So the Ramban says that Al Panai means in my presence. And that Memela, what the Torah is saying is that in my presence you can't make for yourself, you can't invent for yourself some other God. The emphasis on in my presence. And Kodesh Baruch Hu is not only some sort of abstract, remote idea. And Kodesh Baruch Hu is a reality. And Kodesh Baruch Hu is the reality. And it's very important to realize that, again, when we talk about again, the incorporeality, etc. We're not giving some abstract definition for abstract ideas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the reality. Lo Yelecha Elohim Achem Al Panai means everywhere, every place is Al Panai, is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. And that's the case because, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekom Shel Olam. Everything exists from within HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a reality. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the reality. And we're supposed to relate to him as such. Not as some abstract, remote idea or being. Where do you see this reflected in Halacha? So if you take a look in the Rambam, in the beginning of the Vilchos Tefillah, where the Rambam defines the Oraisa of Tefillah, so the Rambam says that the Oraisa of Tefillah is B'chol Eish Yirtze. That a person davens whenever he wants. Whenever he wants, a person turns and speaks. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Tefillah means. Tefillah means that a person is addressing himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's B'chol Eish Yirtze. It's not a again, some formal performance. No, it's responding to the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. And mitzvah's tefillah is b'chol eish yirtze. The famous tshuva of the Rashba, where the Rashba explains how in brachos we, in the Madveya brachos, so Chazal introduced that we incorporate both Lashon Nochach as well as Lashon Nistar, that we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only in the third person, Asher Kiddushanu is Kidesh Osanu, he, so that's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the third person, Lashon Nistar, but we begin by referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lashon Nochach, Ata. On the one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is transcendent, he exists above, beyond time, space, he's Nistar. It's not Asher Kidashtanu in the bracha, it's Asher Kidshanu. But Me'idach Gisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, because he is the reality, so he is also the reality of our lives, and we appropriately address him, B'loshon Nochach, in the second person as well. And that's an essential component of Emunah, is that relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a reality, a presence, the reality, the presence of our lives. But Moshe has in his tshuvas that he says he thinks B'nai Noach are obligated to daven Be'ez Tzor. Where do you find such a thing? It's not. There's no such chazal. There's no. Where do you find such a thing? So Moshe says it's pashut. He says because B'nai Noach are chayovim in emuna. What underlies Sheva mitzvah B'nai Noach is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded the Sheva mitzvahs. There's no significance to. Abstaining from Eivim and Achai, if it's not rooted in the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded it. So B'nai Noach HaChayav Min Emunah. And says Rav Moshe, if a person's Be'ez Tzara, if there are no, what's the saying from the First World War, that there are no atheists in foxholes. If a person is in an Eiz Tzara and he's Ma'amin, so a person cries out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only way a person cannot cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'ez Tzor, as if he's not a Ma'amin. So Mamela, since B'nai Noach are obligated in Amunah, so Moshe says, the Chayovim in Tefillah Be'ez Tzor. Again, because Amunah doesn't only consist of an intellectual understanding, an intellectual conviction, but it means relating to a reality, the reality, not just the reality of our lives, the reality of everything. And that's what is also, again, reflected in Lo Yelech Elohim Acherim Al Panai. It's also, besides in the mitzvah's tefillah, B'chol Eish Yirtze, it's also reflected in what David HaMelech says, which is what the Ramah chooses to open Shulchan Aruch with, Shivisi Hashem Negdi Somed. Again, the Ramah's description of Shivisi Hashem Negdi Somed, which he's quoting from the Rambam, is also basically reflects that a person lives not just with belief in some remote being of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he lives in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He lives with the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That in Odoma, that Diburo, the Achavis Piv, if a person is the Vado Bebeso, if he's in the presence of a Melel Gadol, and Kol Shekein, Kshayosim Ma'odim Alibo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asher Melocha Lo Aretz Kevodo, is only at Allah, Barav HaMasai. That's what the Inyan of Shavisi is again also, that it means to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a reality, as the reality, and to relate accordingly. Part of relating includes the Rambam, both in Sefer Mitzvot. You take a look both in Sefer Mitzvot and in Hilchos Deis, when he Rambam enumerates the mitzvah of Uvos Sidbok, and he quotes the Drashas Chazal that V'chiyefsha the Hidavek, the Hashem is described as Eish Ochla, but rather it means Hidavek b'talmidei chachamim. So both in Sefer Mitzvahs and as well in the Yad, since the Rambam makes a point of saying that the Lashon, I copy down the Lashon from the Yad, that Mitzvahs esei lehidavik b'chachomim kidei lilmod mimaseihem. And you'll take a look, he has the same, so what does it mean, that the Rambam is, he's telling you tamei mitzvah? No, he's not telling you Tamei Mitzvah. The Rambam usually, when he engages in Tamei Mitzvah, he does that at the end of Halachas. That's where he sort of has his agadic digressions at the end of Halachas. Now, what the Rambam is saying is, don't misunderstand this mitzvah. Don't distort this mitzvah to mean that the Chachamim are the intermediaries between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the way we're Davik B'HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, well, we can't be Davik B'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we'll be Davik B'Talmid HaChachamim, and Talmid HaChachamim are Davik B'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, part of the Yisod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being a reality, the reality, the presence, is that a person doesn't approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu through intermediaries. And that's why the Rambam is very careful to emphasize and to underscore that that's what Uvos Sidbok is about. Uvos Sidbok is k'dei lilmod mimaseihem. K'dei lilmod mimaseihem. So we'll learn from the behavior of the Talmidei Chachamim. So then we'll know how to be davik by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because then we'll know how to behave. We'll know how to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are no intermediaries between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu for two compelling reasons. Number one, whatever differences there are between different creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is ke'efes and ke'ayin v'tohu vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing is real enough to be an intermediary, but on the other hand, no one needs an intermediary either. The Rav wrote a little essay is even the wrong word. It's not that long. He wrote this little piece called Tfilasam Shal Yehudim. And one of the things he critiques, and he says it's lo lefi ruchenu. One of the things he critiques is he says that it's not supposed to be that shuls should be built with a platform and that the rabbi sits on the platform. He says that's a Christian idea. He says for them, he says, so then the galach is above us, is above them, and us, the people there, is above them and is sort of the intermediary between them and whatever it is they're relating to. He says, but that's sort of then symbolically, metaphorically reflected in the architecture that it should be elevated. But we all relate. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether it's the Rav or whether it's the rest of us in Shul. We all relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. And the Rav says it's lo lefi ruchenu again. It blurs this emphasis. Last time we mentioned one of the elements of our belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect. Hatzor Tom and Paulo. Ki kol dvelchav mishpat kele muna ve'en odol tzadok v'yashav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect, so then everything he does is perfect as well. So that then means that his Torah is perfect. Torah Hashem Tumima Meshivas Nafesh. So let's discuss a little bit what that means and how Be'ezus Hashem L'Nedra and how that translates. So first of all, again, when we talk about Torah, we're talking about Hein Torah Shebichsav, Hein Torah Shebal Peh. And here there's a crucial point that we need to appreciate. The pasuk in Malachi, the last nevuah, which sustains us until nevuah will be reintroduced. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu via Malachi tells us Zechu Toras Moshe Avdi, Asher Tzivisi Atchem B'Chorev. So the Rebbe Shalom refers to Torah as Torah's Moshe. What do you mean Torah's Moshe? It's the Rebbe Shalom's Torah. As we know, and as that very same pasuk also emphasizes, Asher Tzivisi Eschem. So why is it Torah's Moshe? Why is it Torah's Moshe? Okay, you give sort of if you have a typist, you give them the acknowledgments. You give give a shout out to your typist, but it's your book. It's not the typist's book. Zechu Taras Moshe Avdei. And then you find that Chazal also used that idiom. Right? When the Mishnah in Ksuvos talks about Das Moshe and Das Yehudis, so Das Moshe means Dinim Doraisa. And then the Rambam also makes a point of using that idiom. We had occasion last time to mention how the Rambam defines what he includes in Sefer HaMada. So he says, no, he includes those mitzvahs, Shehen Ika Das, which again, the foundation and fundamental of the religion of Moshe Rabbeinu. So why do we refer to the Ribbono Shalom's Torah, the Ribbono Shalom's religion, as Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah, as Moshe Rabbeinu's religion? So the answer is that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to reveal His Torah, reveal His religion, is via Moshe Rabbeinu. And then, and one can't separate out belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu from belief in the integrity of Moshe Rabbeinu. One can't meaningfully say, I accept everything the Rebbeinu Shalom said, I accept everything the Rebbeinu Shalom wrote, but I'm not interested in what people had to say. We know that the Chazal have an idiom where they refer to great outstanding Chachamim as Moshe. So whatever, I don't know, whatever that might mean on other esoteric levels, but the simple exoteric understanding of that is that Chachmei HaMasorah in subsequently sort of continue that tradition of Moshe Rabbeinu in transmitting the Torah. So there's no daylight between belief in Torah Min HaShemayim and belief in Chachmei HaMasorah and the integrity of the Masorah. There's no daylight between Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebichsav because we rely on the Chachmei HaMasorah for what the Torah Shebichsav is also. That it's the same. It's equally a function, and equally transmitted b'chsav as opposed to transmitted Baal Peh. So when we talk about Hatzur Tom and Paulo, again, we're talking about Torah Shebal Sav and Torah Shebal Peh. So what does it mean that Torah Hashem Tamima, that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect, so therefore everything he does is perfect? He gave us a Torah, so therefore his Torah is perfect. Torah Hashem Tamima, how does that translate? It means that we're supposed to have a sense of absolute conviction and a sense of confidence and a sense of pride in all the mitzvahs and all the values of the Torah. The Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Me'ilah, he says that the Torah requires both Shmira and Asiya by both Mishpatim and Chukim. Both Shmira and Asiya by both Mishpatim and Chukim. Are there any windows that open here? No windows that open. So he says, Asiya, we know what Asiya means. Asiya means compliance. What does Shmira mean? So the Rambam has a fascinating type of Shmira. He says Shmira means to esteem. And the Torah is telling us that not only are we supposed to esteem the Mishpatim in the Torah, for which we have a moral intuition, that we're able to appreciate, but we're supposed to have that same sense of esteem for the chukim of the Torah that for which we lack, for which we were not endowed with a moral intuition. Because Torah Hashem Tamima, uniformly Tamima. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's uniformly Tamima. Uniformly Machkim Aspasi. Pride, confidence in Torah. What does that mean? It means that if someone asks us why we think Eretz Yisrael belongs to us, and that Eretz Yisrael should be Medinas Yisrael, so we're not talking politics. We're not talking politics. So the answer is, like the first Rashi says in Chumash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Eretz Yisrael to the descendants of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. If it's helpful, so one can talk about historical precedent, and one can v'chulu. But a person has to be ready to with pride and with conviction to say. That's what it says in the Chumash. If the Torah has an institution which is lo lefi ruach hazman, so it's not a question just of begrudgingly complying. No, we Torah Hashem Tamima. This isn't something that we begrudgingly comply with, and it's not something that we try to maneuver to create a fiction that the Torah is something other than it is, a moshel. So the Torah's definition of kiddushin, of ishus, is that the man, the husband, is mekadesh, and the isha is miskadeshas. And it's not something which is bilateral in terms of das. It's bilateral in terms of das, that Eina Isha Miskadeshes Ela Ladaita. But in terms of the Maisa Kiddushin, so the Maisa Kiddushin is Ki Kachish Isha. The Isha is Mekadesha, and the Isha is Miskadeshes. And that's what the Rosham says in the Torah. And that's nothing to apologize for. That's right. And it's perfect, and that's the way it's supposed to. And that's the way it's supposed to be. And to try to, engage in a charade or something, and He gives her the ring, and then you'll sign the ksuba underneath the chuppah, and you'll make a kabbalas kinyan, so it's bekelev shokona. So then she'll give him something, because she's acquiring the squeeze of the ksuba, and to create some kind of false impression that there's something bilateral happening, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect, his Torah is perfect. It doesn't have to conform to American values. It doesn't have to conform to Western values. We do our best to understand and appreciate why the Torah says what it says. And that is a religious imperative, right? The Rambam, in that same place where he talks about the esteem to have for chukim, the Rambam says we should try to understand them, we should try to unravel them to the best of our ability. But that sense of esteem is not contingent on our successfully understanding. Maybe we do, maybe we don't. But either way, the core is that Taras Hashem Tamima. We may or may not understand why Chazal have a bracha of Shelo Asani Isha. Maybe we understand, maybe we don't understand. Torah is Das Moshe, it's Torah's Moshe Avdi. It's inseparable. Emuna Vashem is inseparable from Emuna in the integrity of the Masorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the future. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Torah to be transmitted by and interpreted by and to have brachos introduced by the Chachmei HaMasorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what they're going to do. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a blank check, but he knows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the future. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what they're going to say. Again, there's no daylight between the Emunas Chachamim in Chazal and Emuna Bashem. What is Pshat and Shelo Asani Isha? I don't know, maybe the following. But it doesn't make a difference whether this resonates or doesn't resonate. But again, it's a mitzvah to try to understand. What would be, let's say you have two people, and one, the Hashkacha didn't make him rich. Maybe he's even borderline poor. The other Hashkacha made him rich. The person who's not rich, the fact that he's not rich that doesn't mean that he's being discriminated against. It just means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him a different challenge and a different set of circumstances in which to be Oved Hashem, in which to perfect himself. The fact that the person who isn't rich isn't being discriminated against, that doesn't mean that the person who is rich doesn't have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the blessing of wealth. You hear that? So maybe think about that a little bit. Maybe that's her perspective. Another aspect of Taras Hashem Tumima, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect, Hatzur Tomim Paolo, and Memela, so therefore Taras Hashem is Tumima. Another aspect of that, besides, again, what we've been talking about until now, mitzvahs of Torah, values of Torah, so the Rambam writes in the Yud Gimel Likarim, is that every posuk, he actually says every os, every letter in the Torah contains within it tremendous chokhmah. Tremendous chokhmah. He says both those which immediately strike us as being all made by Ruma Shalom, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, as well as those which seem to us to be inconsequential. Uvnei Chom, Kushu Mitzrayim, Futuchran, Vashem Ishtal, Mehetavel, Bas Matre. Taras Hashem Tamima, so that there's nothing, there's no Ochal himself in Torah. It's all Chochmas Hashem. We don't see it. In Achanami, we don't see it. So that's what the Rambam says. So a person has to follow in the example of David HaMelech. Gal Einai Vavita Niflaos Mitar HaSacha. A person has to be Mesmal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remove the blindfold, should remove the blinders from our eyes, that we should be able to glimpse that Chochmah in the Torah. The Yisod of Atzvot Tom in Polo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect and therefore perfect in everything he does, so it not only defines Torah as Torah Hashem Tumima, Kanal, but it also means that the Darkei Hashem, in terms of Hashkocha, in terms of providence, are perfect as well. And again, here too, this is reflected in Halacha. The Rama writes in Yerodeya, he says that it's also to say, based on, I think he's quoting Luke Yosef, that it's also to say, let's say Rachman Lutzan, a person is nifter. And maybe the person, maybe it wasn't B'seva Tova necessarily. So it's also to say, malasa, what can you do? Kachaza. That's also to say. Why is that also to say? We sort of think that's resigning ourselves to reality. No, the Rama says, no, it's also to say, what can you do? Because the implication is that lu yehi, that we could overturn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gezerah, lu yehi. That of us of Adam, the implication of what can you do, right? Ma'alasad, what can you do? What's can mintan? That the implication of that is, Rachman al-Tzlan, that if a person could overturn, override Rachman al-Tzlan, Exer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he would. Well, what do you mean he would? But whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is Hatzur Tal Mipavlo. So it's not what can we do? It's Koma do Avir Rachmana, Latav Avir, and it's Baruch Dain Emes. That's also an application of and implementation of this fundamental aspect of our emuna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect. It's clear from what we're talking about, we would know it by inference, even if it weren't explicit, that emunah is machayev in humility. Lamaisa, I don't know. I don't know what the Arizal understood. I don't know what the Vilna Gaon understood. I don't know, but... I don't know, Ruba Druba of us don't really begin to understand what Pshat in Ubnei Chom Kushu Mitzrayim Futuchlan is. Why is that significant? Why is that in the Chumash? And we don't understand most of what happens in the world around us, even in retrospect. So a person has to have the humility of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shamayim v'anachnu v'aretz, and to realize that we don't understand everything. That we're b'das kala l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's tumim deyos. That's why Chazal say in Gemara Sota, the Kol Mi Sheyesh Bo Gasus HaRuach,
HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ein ani v'hu yecholim lodo v'olam. He says, the world isn't big enough for the two of us, he says. You have someone who's a gas ruach, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we don't fit into the same world. Because if there's a Ribbono Shel, a person can't be a gas ruach. If there's a Ribbono Shel, a person has to be humble. If a person isn't humble, it's dochek, the raglai hashchina. And that's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos, that kol magbi alibo is kafa ve'ikah. He doesn't have a kafa dimyan. The way we have the maim in the Gemara, so it's with a kafa dimyan, it's ki'ilu kafa ve'ikah. The Rambam, what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos is that kol magbi alibo, no, it's as if, no, on some level there's an equivalence. No, actually, kol magbi alibo is kafa ve'ikah. Emunah has, again, we began with this last time, in terms of Avraham Avinu's discovery of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is inseparable from his discovery of a moral code. Emunah has lots of implications and corollaries in terms of behavior as well. It's not just a question of what a person thinks and what a person believes. And one of the most basic of those corollaries is that by definition, a ma'amin has to be an onuf. Stop here. Two very similar truths. One was: is it possible to have a tnai by kiddushin that if the marriage is terminated civilly, so then there should be a tnai? So then, the original Kiddushin was al tanai, that this marriage is never terminated civilly. But if this marriage is terminated civilly, so then there never was Kiddushin in the first place. And can you obviate the need for a get that way? And then he was asked a similar proposal. Can you have a similar tanai about Yibam? When the man's Mekadish the Isha, so it will be that almanas, that if I die before you, so I'm only being Mekadesh Almanas, that will have had children at that point. But in the event that I die before you and we don't have children, so then this Kiddushin never should have been a Kiddushin. So Rav Tzvi Hoffman, now in both cases, those approaching Rav Tzvi Hoffman meant lishma, in the sense that they meant it for takanas agunos. But Rav David Tzvi Hoffman answers and says, after listing all the, call them, more technical difficulties and problems for why you can't do something like that, and he says,
this
is something of tremendous importance. Hine yadua shekvar kamu rabbonim mechadshim. Reform. Ubitlu hachalitza mikol vakol. V'gam misadvin chupa v'kidushan l'isha hanitaris al pi arkoos. V'lo choshu klum l'das Moshe v'Yisrael. V'ata im anachnu hacharedim al dvar Hashem nechakeh es haminim. We'll imitate them. The Vatel Torah's Gitin v'chalitza yedei kiddushin al tanai. Mayomu rabbonim hamachadshim hanal hein ela haortodoxim kvar hodu shechukoseim lo tovim v'she'ein ruach ha'eis sovlam v'chi yesh lanu chas v'shalom chilu Hashem godol mizeh.
So the reason that Rav David Tzvi Hoffman asks it in quotation marks only mitzad chilul Hashem is because, again, the people who wrote to him meant it lishma. It's clear from what he's saying is that if a person means it shelo lishma, if a person is trying to halachically circumvent halacha, not halachically circumvent halacha, because no, To require a get is old fashioned, and yibum or chalitza is old fashioned. If a person is looking to halachically circumvent halacha, so that's minus. Those who wanted to do the same thing, lishma, so he tells them it will be a chil Hashem to do it. But those who are doing it if one is doing it to halachically circumvent halacha, again, one's doing it for takonas agunas again. So then, in this case, because it was the same thing, it was the same thing as what they were doing, to do away with the need for a get, to do away with the need for chalitza. So he tells them. So then, it's a chil Hashem. But the ones who look to do away to halachically, I mean, they didn't even bother with the veneer to do it halachically. But those who look to halachically outsmart halacha, to halachically circumvent halacha, so that's mamash aminus, because basically it says, no, the Rebbeim system is no good, and we need to modernize and update. That's all part of Hatzur Tomim Polo, and that Toras Hashem Tamimah.